Unit 5. The British Isles. Listening.
Good morning, and welcome to the language school at Dublin University. I'm very happy to greet you all to our summer program, and hope that you will not only learn a lot more English, but also learn about the Irish way of life. Before you go to your classrooms, I want to have a quick look at your weekly timetable with you. Classes are taught from Monday to Friday, with 4 classes in the morning and 3 classes in the afternoons. One lesson takes up 50 minutes. We start every morning with 2 lessons of what we call language study, which will mostly be grammar and vocabulary. The rest of the morning, classes are either spent in the computer lab or in workshops. There's a conversation workshop to practice your speaking skills. One lesson on Tuesday, directly after the language study class, and there's a reading workshop of 2 times 50 minutes on Friday morning. There are also 2 50-minute classes in the computer lab, which form the third class on both Wednesdays and Thursdays. Lunch is from 12:30 till 1 o'clock. Each afternoon, except for Wednesday, starts with 2 lessons of skills practice. In those classes, you will mostly practice listening and speaking. On Monday and Tuesday, they are followed by a class of 50 minutes at the language lab. The language lab is open Monday to Friday, from 8:30 in the morning until 8 o'clock in the evening, while the library is open every day, including the weekends, from 8 a.m. till 10 p.m. Language study and the classes in the computer lab are taught by Dave. Conversation and skills are taught by Flora and Sarah. Reading is taught by Andrew. And the teacher who will be with you in the language lab is Julia. If for some reason you cannot come to class, you have to phone your teacher 30 minutes before class begins.
Workbook. Unit 5. Listening.
Wales is one of the 4 countries that form the United Kingdom. The Act of Union in 1536 combined West and East Wales into a single state. Wales was considered by the English and later Great Britain and the United Kingdom governments as a separate part of England, and Cardiff was named in 1955 as its capital. Since then, we speak of England and Wales, where before only England was used. Travelling from England, you will know when you are in Wales, because all street signs and names of railway stations are written in 2 languages, English and Welsh. Welsh is the original language of the people in Wales. The landscape in Wales is also different from England. While England is mostly hilly, the central parts of Wales are mountainous. It is here that we find the highest mountain in the UK. As it is impossible to grow crops on the mountains, Welsh farmers keep sheep instead. It is difficult to get around the steep mountain slopes, even in a jeep. So the Welsh sheep farmers use dogs to move the sheep from one field to another. The weather in Wales is warmer and wetter than in other parts of Britain. This is because of the high mountains. The wind here usually comes from the southwest. As it moves across the warm Atlantic Ocean, the wind carries water from the sea. When this wind hits the mountains of Wales, the air rises, causing rain to fall. Wales is popular with holiday visitors. They go hiking in the mountains or spend their summer days by the sea, swimming or sailing. People interested in history and architecture can visit some of the many historical sites in Wales. Most ancient castles and churches are open to the public. During the holidays, there are festivals too, with singing and dancing. Wales is often called the Land of Song, and its people are famous for their love of poetry and music.